请我们一起打开《列王纪上》第十三章。
Let us all turn to 1 Kings chapter 13.
这章圣经蛮长的。
This is a long chapter.
但是我希望弟兄姐妹你们帮帮忙，我们把这章圣经一起的读一遍，好吗？
I ask brothers and sisters to help, and let's read it together.
一、二、三。
Let's read it together.
我听不见声音。
No, I can't hear anyone.
等一下，都找到了没有？
Let's wait for everyone. Are we all at the passage?
我们可以开始念了吗？
Can we start?
一、二、三。
Let's start. Now behold, there came a man of God from Judah to Bethel.
Thank you.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we come before you full of thanksgiving.
我们是何等有福气的人。
How blessed are we?
我们有了父，又有了父的家。
We have the Father, and we have the home and the house of the Father.
我们可以常常在耶稣基督里来到父的面前。
We can often come before the Father through Jesus Christ.
我们可以与我们的父与我们的主一同吃喝坐席。
Together with our Father, with our Lord, we can eat and be together.
这是何等大的福气。
What a great blessing this is.
我们感谢了还要再感谢。
Lord, we give you thanksgiving upon thanksgiving.
我们赞美了还要再赞美。
We praise you upon praises.
我们谢谢你常常透过饼杯对我们说话。
We thank you for often speaking to us through the Lord's table.
我们也求你借着圣经来对我们说更清楚的话。
And we beseech you that you speak to us even more clearly through your Bible.
我们等候你。
We wait upon you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the name of the precious, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的这一章圣经，
the chapter that we just read in the Bible.
不知道有多少弟兄姊妹很熟悉。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters are familiar with this passage.
但是你可能不知道。
Perhaps you don't know.
在全本的旧约圣经里面。
In the entirety of the Old Testament,
这一章圣经是圣经学者们认为最难懂的一章圣经之一。
This is one of the most difficult to understand passages in the Bible, according to the biblical scholars.
如果不是最难懂的，
even if it is not the most difficult,
它肯定是最难懂的那一些章节里面的。排行榜的很前面。
But it also, it, even if it is not the most difficult to understand, it ranks high on the list of most difficult to understand passages.
就是因为它难懂。
Because it is difficult to understand.
所以很多的解经书啊，就 可以乱讲。
So therefore, many of the explanations, are all over the place.
譬如说。
For example.
有一些解经书。
There are some interpretations.
他就告诉你。
That will tell you.
你要分辨真先知和假先知。
That you have to be able to differentiate the true prophet versus the false prophet.
还有一些解经的书。
And then there are some others.
就告诉你说。
That they will tell you.
你最好老老实实的听神的话。
That you should truly listen to the word of God.
你如果不听神的话。
If you don't listen to the word of God.
狮子就要咬死你。
Then the lion will come to devour you.
我盼望神怜悯我。
I pray that the Lord has mercy on us.
或许我们今天能够读懂这一章圣经。
Perhaps today we can understand this chapter.
要读懂这段圣经需要花相当多的时间。
To understand this chapter, we need to spend a lot of time.
你才能够真的摸到圣灵当初为什么写这章圣经。
Then you can touch upon the heart of the Holy Spirit, why the Holy Spirit has written this passage.
如果你仔细地读这章圣经，
If you carefully read this passage,
你会发现这章圣经用耶和华的话这一个词，
You will see that in this passage, it uses the word of God.
The word of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh.
九次之多。
It has used that phrase 9 times.
如果你再加上两次耶和华说。
And then if you add 2 more times when it said, Jehovah said.
再加上两次耶和华命令。
And then if you add 2 more times, Jehovah commands.
再加上两次耶和华如此说。
And then you add 2 more times that Jehovah thus says.
再加上两次耶和华的口说。
And then it 2 more times where it says the mouth of Jehovah saith.
考你们一下，总共多少次讲到耶和华的话。
Let me test you, how many times does it all add up together?
多少？17次，你看这个数学还是不错的啊。
It's very good. 17 times. 17 times.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
30几节的圣经。
30 some verses.
17次强调耶和华的话。
17 times it emphasizes that the words of Yahweh.
如果你对这个有一点点的掌握。
If you can grasp this a little,
你来读这章圣经,
then you come to read this passage.
你可能就可以掌握的比较准确一点。
And then perhaps you can comprehend it more accurately.
如果你看第一节到第十节,
if you look at verse 1 through 10,
基本上这十节圣经讲的事情非常简单。
It's a very simple story.
讲到耶罗伯安这一个王。
It talks about the king Jeroboam.
他在十二章已经干了不少的坏事。
In chapter 12, he's already done many bad things.
他搞了一个假的宗教。
He created a false religion, a false god.
说是敬拜耶和华。
That claims to worship Jehovah.
其实是一个仿制品。
But it's actually a fake.
是一个 imitate.
It's an imitation, it's an imitator.
是一个中国有一个东西叫做一个词啊叫高仿。
There is a word in Chinese, that is, like grade A imitation.
我曾经在中国。
When I was in China,
有人拿了2本我的书。
Someone brought me 2 copies of my book.
同样的书。
Same book.
让我猜。
And have me guess.
哪一本是正版的？
Which one is a true copy?
哪一本是高仿版？
And which one is a high grade imitation?
我怎么看？
No matter how I read it,
我都看不出来。
I cannot tell the difference.
在我看起来，这两本几乎是一模一样。
When I look at these two books, they look almost identical.
但是两本的价钱差了好几倍。
But the price of the two books are very different.
这个叫做高仿。
This is called high-grade imitation.
今天有很多的聚会。
There are many gatherings today.
其实是高仿的基督徒聚会。
It is a high-graded imitation of a Christian gathering.
听起来的很像真的。
When you listen to it, it sounds very much like a real thing.
但是它基本的本质是有问题的。
But its essence, there's something wrong with it.
那我们怎么知道我们的聚会是真的呢？
So then how do we know if our gathering is real or if it's a high-grade imitation?
当然最关键的
The most important thing
就在乎我们认不认识耶和华的话
The most important thing is whether or not we know the words of Jehovah.
如果你读这前十节
When you read the first 10 verses
他要告诉我们什么事
What is it telling us?
简单的讲
Simply put,
那就是耶和华的话
It is that the words of Jehovah
带着极深的怜悯临到了耶罗伯安
That with tremendous mercy on King Jeroboam
然而耶罗伯安却轻看时候。
However, Jeroboam despised God's word.
我为什么说是耶和华的怜悯让他的话临到了耶罗伯安呢
？Why do I say that it is God's mercy that his words has come onto Jeroboam?
因为耶罗伯安在干事件他绝对不应该干的事。
Because what Jeroboam was doing is something that he definitely should not be doing.
他已经搞了一个高仿宗教就很可怕。
It is terrible that he has created this imitation of God.
他现在居然还敢到那个坛上去烧香，要敬拜耶和华。
And then he dares to go onto the altar to burn incense to God.
这是非常可怕的事情。
This is a terrible thing.
如果耶和华神在他的身上没有怜悯
，If there is no mercy on him，
应该就任凭他去干吧。
Then God will just let him do whatever he wants.
将来狠狠地审判他。
And then in the future greatly judge him.
但是在他做梦都没有想到的时候
in his wildest dream,
居然有一个神人是从犹大来的。
There comes a man of God from Judah.
从南国的一个先知要跑到北国来去找北国的皇帝在敬拜的地方。你想得到吗?
Can you imagine a prophet from the southern kingdom who would travel to the northern kingdom to look for the king of the northern kingdom when he is at the altar?
这个南国的先知
Twice.
他在那里讲了非常可怕、严重的警告。
He said this terrible, heavy warning. 他 hope that Jeroboam, after listening to these words, would repent and turn back.
这是一个想都想不到的怜悯。
This is an unimaginable mercy.
虽然这个怜悯所表达的方式是严肃的。
Even though this mercy was expressed in a very serious way,
我们这些人读这段话，我们的感受可能跟耶罗波安还不太一样。
When we read these words, maybe our reaction, is different from Rehoboam's.
因为先知在跟他说话的时候，
because when the prophet was speaking to him,
这个先知特别讲到破裂，
the prophet uses the word torn down.
那这个词啊，对我们没有什么意义的。
This word doesn't mean much to us.
但是这一个词对着耶罗波安是很有意思的。
But this word, these two words mean a lot to Jeroboam.
因为这个词跟先知亚西亚当初告诉耶罗波安，耶和华神要把所罗门的王国像他的衣服一样撕开，完全同样的一个希伯来文。
Because in Hebrew, it is the same word that Prophet Ahijah used when he said that God was going to torn apart the kingdom of Solomon.
别人对这个词不会很注意。
Others may not pay attention to this word.
耶罗波安一听到这个词，他一定想起来那个撕衣服的事情。
But Jeroboam, he must remember when the prophet torn apart his clothes.
一个撕裂的衣服。
A cloth that is torn apart.
就是代表着一个撕裂的王国。
That garment that is torn apart represents a kingdom that is torn apart.
这个王国是在神的审判之下被撕裂的。
This kingdom was torn apart under the judgment of God.
现在在伯特利。
And now in
Bethel.
In Bethel.
一个撕裂的坛。
An altar that is torn down.
代表一个宗教被撕裂。
It represents that a religion has been torn apart.
因为这一个宗教在神的审判之下。
Because this religion is now under the judgment of God.
神担心耶罗伯安不相信这一个犹太的神人所讲的严厉的警告。
God was worried that Jeroboam wouldn't believe the serious warning from the prophet from Judah.
所以告诉他说还要给你一个兆头。
And he said, I will give you a sign.
让你很清楚地知道这个神人说的话是肯定要实现的。
To clearly tell you what this man of God is saying will happen.
这个坛就会裂开。
This altar will be torn down, will break apart.
神用这么戏剧化的方式，
God used such a dramatic way,
把他的话在怜悯中临到了耶罗伯安。
So that his words with its mercy would come onto Jeroboam.
但是耶罗波安听到这些话没有半点悔改的意思。
But when Jeroboam heard these words, he did not have an ounce of repentance.
他认为他有办法让讲这种难听话的人闭口。
He thought he has a way to shut up those who are saying things that are not pleasant to hear.
所以他把手伸出来叫他别人把抓起来干掉。
So then he stretched out his hand and said, seize him.
哪里知道这个手伸出去就不会动了。
But he didn't expect that when he reached out his hand, he could not draw it back.
非常有意思。
Very interesting.
到这个时候，
At that time,
耶罗伯安对着神的话还是不在乎。
Even at that moment, Jeroboam still did not care for God's words.
他只在乎他的手能不能够恢复。
He only cared whether his hand can be restored.
他不在乎他当初所听见耶和华给他的应许，他需不需要遵守。
He doesn't care that the promise that God had given him, whether or not he needs to follow that.
你看他要求的事情。
Look at what he asked for.
他说，请你祷告你的神。
He said, please entreat the Lord your God.
哎，他烧香的时候，他烧给谁？
Who was he burning the incense to?
耶和华哎。
It was Jehovah.
哎，但是耶和华不是他的神。
But Jehovah is not his God.
先知的那个神不是他的神。
The God of the prophet is not his God.
我如果有机会站在神的旁边给神提点意见的话。
If I have the opportunity to stand next to God to give him some recommendation.
我会跟神说。
I would tell God.
这种混蛋啊。
Terrible people like that.
你还要医治他。
Why would you heal him?
不是让他一个手不会动。
Not to just immobilize his one hand.
我叫他四肢都不会动。
I will make his arms and his hands and feet all immobilized.
看他肯不肯悔改。
Let's see whether he will repent.
然而我们很稀奇地发现。
But amazingly, we find
神人祷告耶和华就医治他。
That the man of God prayed and God healed him.
哎，耶罗伯安被医治了，这下总要相信了耶和华的话吧。
Jeroboam has been healed. Now he should believe in God's word.
他还是轻看耶和华的话。
And he continues to despise God's words.
十一节到二十四节
，verse 11 to 24，
这一段基本上就是讲犹大来的这个神人。
Here it talks about the man of God from Judah.
中文翻作神人呢，是有一点点，好像很特别。
In Chinese, it's called the God's man or man of God.
其实。就是一个属神的人。
Actually, it's just a man who belongs to God.
如果我们说今天在教会里面，
If we say today in church,
就是每一个基督徒。
It would be every single Christian.
因为每一个基督徒都是属神的人。
Because every Christian is someone who belongs to God.
就是一个很平凡的属于神的人。
It is a very or he is a very ordinary man who belongs to God.
请问一个南国的先知跑到北国去，危险不危险？
Do you think it's dangerous for a prophet from the southern kingdom to go to the northern kingdom?
啊？危险不危险？
Is that dangerous?
再请问你。跑到北国去就算了，还要跑到北国的皇帝的面前去指责他，危险不危险？
And even if you are traveling to the northern country, you're going before the king of the northern kingdom to criticize him.
请问这一个属神的人，他的安全感建筑在什么东西上面？
Where do you think the sense of safety comes from for this prophet?
是耶和华的话。
It is from the word of Jehovah.
耶和华的话是他最大的保障。
The word of Jehovah is his greatest protection.
神告诉他你去，你说，然后你从不同的路回来，不吃不喝，意思是什么？
So God said to him, go and speak and come back a different way and don't eat and don't drink. What does it mean?
你只要照着我的话做，你就平平安安的回来。
As long as you do according to my words, you will come back in peace.
没有人能够碰你一根汗毛的。
No one can touch you at all.
这是他最大的保障。
That is his greatest protection.
不吃不喝。
Do not eat and do not drink.
知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
不是叫他减肥。
It's not for him to go on a diet.
也不是叫他禁食。
It's not for him to fast.
不吃不喝是叫他不要跟北国的任何人有交通有来往。
To not eat and to not drink is to have no communion and no interaction with people in the Northern Kingdom.
如果用我们现在教会中的俗语，
If we use a jargon from today's church,
那就叫做不要有什么团契交通。
It means don't have any fellowship.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
因为你跟他不是一个国的人。
Because you and him don't belong to the same kingdom.
不要跟他一起吃喝。
Do not eat or drink with him.
乖乖的回来就没事了。
And just come back and you'll be fine.
那我请问你。
But let me ask you.
这一个先知知道不知道？
Does this prophet know?
耶和华神给他的命令是什么？
Does this prophet know the command that God has given him?
知道吧？
He knows.
清楚不清楚？
Is he clear about it?
第一次他告诉王
The first time he told the king
耶和华怎么告诉我的
This is what Jehovah told me
对吧第二次他告诉老先知
The second time he told the old prophet
耶和华怎么告诉我的
This is what Jehovah has told me
所以他是清清楚楚的知道神告诉了他什么
So he clearly knows what God has told him
我不知道你读这段圣经，你心里面会不会有很多问题
？When you read this passage, I don't know if you would have a lot of questions.
啊，凭什么老先知说两句话，他就把耶和华的话全部忘记了呢
？How can he just forget the words of God after hearing the old prophet's words?
他连讨价还价都没有的呀。
He didn't even try to negotiate it.
对吧？他跟老先生说耶和华神叫我不要。
So he said to the old prophet that God told me to not do this.
然后老先生就告诉他说你要搞清楚啊我是谁啊。
And then the old prophet said, understand who I am.
你说你服侍耶和华。
You said that you serve the Lord.
你要搞清楚我比你我服侍耶和华的时候你还在穿尿布了。
He said, when I started serving the Lord, you're still a baby.
我是老先知啊。
I am the old prophet.
我是全时间啊。
I serve the Lord full time.
我告诉你耶和华说什么。
Let me tell you what Jehovah has said.
不错，耶和华以前跟你说过不要吃不要喝。
Yes, the Lord has told you before to not drink and not to eat.
但是现在耶和华有新的命令啊。
But now the Lord has a new commandment.
叫你又要吃又要喝的。
And he's telling you to eat and drink.
你不能够跟那些坏蛋吃啊。
You cannot eat and drink with those bad people.
你跟我吃啊。
But eat with me.
写圣经的作者。
The author of the Bible.
没有给我们一点点的暗示。
Has not given us the least hint.
为什么老先知要骗这个小先知？
Why is this old prophet lying to this younger prophet?
他只告诉我们这个老先知是在骗这个小先知。
He only tells us that the old prophet has lied to the young prophet.
为什么一个服侍神的人 会假借神的名义骗别人。
How can a servant of God, using the Lord's name, lie to other people?
圣经没跟我们解释。
The Bible has not explained it.
很多解经的人有各种不同的猜测。
The biblical scholars, interpreters, have many different speculations.
有的猜测你会觉得很有道理哦。
Some of those speculations, you may say, that makes sense.
但是让我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
有道理，没道理，都不重要。
Whether it makes sense or not, it's not important.
老先知可能还真的以为自己是在说实话呢。
Perhaps the old prophet really felt he was telling the truth.
我见过很多人是先把自己骗了，再骗别人。
I've seen many people who first lie to themselves and then lie to others.
难怪老约翰在写约翰一书的时候。
No wonder old John, when he was writing 1 John,
他特别提醒神的儿女。
He reminded God's children,
不是所有的灵你都可以相信的。
That not all spirits are believable.
你一定要试验那个灵啊。
You have to test the spirit.
今天在，也不是今天了，过去我认识的，我这几十年认识，不知道有多少传道人。
I have known so many ministers.
开口闭口就跟我说。
That they often say to me.
这是主告诉我的。
This is what the Lord has said to me.
我祷告过了。
I have prayed.
我很清楚。
I am very clear.
我们应该这样做。
We need to do this.
我们不可以那样做。
We cannot do that.
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我只要听到这种话。
As soon as I hear these words.
我基本上就会极度的谨慎小心。
I would be extremely careful and cautious.
为什么？
Why?
因为所有异端的领袖一定都是这样说的。
Because all of the leaders of the
cults.
Of cults. The leaders of cults, that is all that is what all they all say.
这个小先知
This young prophet
他有耶和华非常清楚的命令
He has the clear commandment from God
他怎么会可以去听老先知的谎言
How can he listen to the lies of the old prophet
今天你跟我
Today you and I
有白纸黑字所写的圣经。
We have a Bible that is clearly written.
我们又怎么能够轻易的相信有任何人说的话跟圣经基本启示的原则不一样的时候，我们还相信呢？
Then how can we believe when what other people say is different from the basic principles of the Bible?
这里很清楚的警告我们。
Here it clearly warns us.
让我们知道，神的话是我们的保障。
It tells us that God's words are our protection.
我们离开了神的话，就是非常危险的事情。
When we fall away from God's words, that is very dangerous.
这里有几个地方倒是非常值得我们想一想。
There are a few points here that are very worth our thinking.
一个人，你负责传神的话。
A person who is responsible for spreading the word of God.
一个人，你是属神的人。
Someone who belongs to God.
你不一定是在讲台上讲神的话。
You don't have to stand at the podium to preach God's words.
你可以在团契。
You can do it in fellowship.
你可以跟你的孩子讲神的话。
You can be speaking to your children about God, words, word of God.
你可以在主日学里面讲神的话。
You can be preaching God's word in Sunday school.
不管你懂得多少圣经。
No matter how much Bible you understand.
请记住。
Please remember.
你懂再多的圣经
No matter how much Bible you understand,
都不能够给你不顺服神的话的权利。
It doesn't give you the right to disobey or be disobedient to God's words.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
过去这两年
In the past 2 years,
基督教的世界里面多少有名的传道人
How many very famous preachers in the Christian world?
有的犯罪跌倒
Some have sinned and fallen.
有的根本就宣告自己不信了
And some have declared that they no longer believe.
那些神学院训练出来的那些做牧师的特别是像那些很有名的教会
These preachers and pastors that are trained from famous the famous preachers and pastors trained from missionary schools and are presiding over famous churches
Hillsong 这是全世界有名的教会啊
It is a world famous church.
一个一个的传道人，一个一个的牧师。
The pastors there, one by one.
宣布自己不信了。
They declare that they no longer believe.
以前人家干得那么风风火火啊。
Before, how enthusiastic were they?
我不信了，那过去我错了，我今天不想信了。
And they say, I was wrong in the past. I now no longer believe.
为什么
？Why？
就是这些人，他们有了神的话，他们就以为神的话不需要应验在他们身上。
Because they think that because they have the word of God, that the word of God will not happen on them.
我们发现这个先知
，We see this prophet，
这一个属神的人。
This man of God,
他有勇气面对生命的威胁。
He has the courage to face the danger of life.
他却没有智慧胜过隐藏的诡计。
But he does not have the wisdom to overcome the hidden tricks.
我们何等的需要神开恩可怜我们。
How much do we need the Lord to be merciful to us, be merciful and gracious to us?
不要以为我们不会被魔鬼的谎言欺骗。
Do not think that we will not be tricked by the lies of Satan.
不要以为我信主几十年了，我还会上当吗？
Don't think that I've believed God for several decades. How can I be tricked?
请记住。
Please remember,
你说的每一句话
every sentence you speak,
你要做的每一个决定
every decision you make,
不要用尝试
don't try,
don't base on knowledge,
don't base it on knowledge,
不要根据需要
don't base it on needs,
要根据神的话。
It has to be based on the word of God.
我将来到天上，我会谢谢徐华医生。
When I go to heaven, I will thank Dr. 徐华。
因为我刚刚认识他的时候。
Because when I first got to know him,
我发现他带领的聚会跟我从小长大的教会太不一样了。
I found that the church that he was presiding over and the church that I grew up in are so different.
所以很多事我看不顺眼。
So there are many things that I wasn't comfortable with.
很多事我觉得没有道理。
Many things I thought did not make sense.
不应该这样子做。
It should not be this way.
我们应该这样子做。
We should do it that way.
我那个时候胆子也很大。
And at that time, I was very bold.
我问了教会几个负责弟兄。
I asked a few brothers who are the seniors in church.
他们就跟我说。
They said to me,
你问我没用。
You don't have to ask us.
因为我也搞不清楚为什么我们这样做。
Because I also don't understand why we do it this way.
徐医生说这样子做，我们就这样子做。
Because Dr. Xu said to do it this way, and that's the way we do it.
那我给他搞得没办法。
And I was helpless.
我就去找徐医生。
And then I went to seek out Dr. Xu.
说请教一下啊。
I said, Dr. Xu, just to ask you.
为什么这个聚会是很多地方都跟我们以前聚会不一样。
I said, there's so many things here that are different from the churches that I used to go to.
我永远不会忘记徐医生给我的回答。
I will never forget the answer that Dr. Xu gave me.
他说弟兄。
He said, brother.
我很高兴你关心教会。
He said, I am truly glad that you care for the church.
但是请你来跟我谈关于教会的事情的时候。
But he said, when you come to speak to me about church,
请把你的圣经带来。
He said, bring the Bible.
你只要在圣经中找到那些经文。
If you can find a scripture in the Bible,
那些经文说到我们教会现在的一些做的方式不合圣经。
So the, if the verses say that what we are doing is not according to the Bible,
我很愿意跟你一起探讨圣经是不是这个意思。
And I am very willing to explore the meaning for these verses.
如果根据圣经，我们现在的做法是错的。
If according to the Bible, what we are doing now is wrong,
我们愿意立刻改。
We will immediately change.
如果没有圣经做根据，
If there is no basis in the Bible,
只是你们以前的教会是这样做，
If it is just that your church used to do that,
只是你觉得我们教会现在有这个需要，有那个需要，所以我们应该这样做。
Because you think our church now has this need and has that need and therefore should do this.
那很对不起你。
But then I am truly sorry.
我们只听圣经的。
We will only listen to the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你晓不晓得？
Do you know?
徐医生的那番话。
These words of Dr. Xu.
逼得我。
Forced me
好好读圣经
to read the Bible.
因为我想从圣经中找出足够的经节可以说服他一个教会没有牧师是错的。
Because I wanted to find verses in the Bible that says a church without a pastor is wrong.
一个教会过圣诞节是错的。过圣诞节是错的。
That a church not celebrating Christmas is wrong.
等等等等等等。
And et cetera, et cetera.
直到今天。
To this day.
我都感谢他。
I thank him.
因为我发现。
Because I find.
一个人只要好好的遵守圣经的原则。
If someone can follow the principles of the Bible,
神的话就是我们最大的保护。
Then the word of God is our greatest protection.
十八节到三十二节。
Verse 18-32.
不会读圣经的人说这是个假先知。
Those who don't know how to read the Bible says that he is a false prophet.
圣经从来没有说他是假先知。
The Bible never said he's a false prophet.
不但没有说他是假先知。
Not only did the Bible not say that he's a false prophet.
就在他骗过这个小先知之后
，Right after he lied to this young prophet，
他把这个神人骗到他家里要吃饭的时候
，When he brought this man of God to his house to eat，
他真的做了一个非常清楚的真先知该做的话。
He said what a true prophet ought to do。
他把耶和华临到他的话当面对人说的清清楚楚。
He clearly spoke the words of God that came to him。
所以你说他是假先知，你是乱讲。
It is not true that he is a false prophet。
他不是假先知。
He's not a false prophet。
他是真先知。
He is a real prophet。
这一个老先知
，This old prophet，
在他的生命中
，In his life，
传讲神的话是他的专业。
It is his profession to speak the words of God。
他就是吃这个饭的。
That's his profession。
他一辈子做先知啊，才叫老先知嘛。
That's what he does all his life. That's why we call him the old prophet.
但是问题是什么呢？
But what is the problem?
他有这个身份，他却乱来。
He has that position, but he doesn't use it right.
这一段圣经
These verses.
我不知道你读的时候有没有问题。
I don't know if you have questions when you read it.
哎呦，我读这段我问题多了。
When I read these verses, I have a lot of questions.
第一，这个狮子就咬错人了。
First, the lion has bitten the wrong person.
那这个狮子应该到老先知家里先把老先知咬死，对吧？
The lion should go to the old prophet's house and bite the old prophet first.
那更莫名其妙的是。
And then even more ridiculous.
这个狮子却把这个神人咬死了。
The lion had bitten the man of God to death.
哎，你见过一个狮子咬死了一个动物不吃的吗？
Have you ever seen the lion biting an animal, a prey, and then not eating it?
那如果不吃，就是因为旁边人家砰一枪打了他，吓得他逃走了，对吧？
If he doesn't eat his prey, it's because someone had fired a shot and the lion is scared away.
那哪里有个狮子把人咬死了，他不走，坐在旁边看他？
Where have you seen a lion who doesn't devour his prey and just sits there and looks at him?
哎，你不吃人，你可以说这个狮子有经验，它吃过人，人肉不好吃。
Perhaps you would say the lion is not eating the man, and because he's eaten man before and it doesn't taste good.
那旁边还有个驴呀。
But then there's a donkey.
你至少要把驴吃了，对吧？
You should at least eat the donkey.
那这驴也不动。
And the donkey was also not moving.
那更莫名其妙了。
And even more ridiculous.
你见过驴子看到狮子不跑吗？
Have seen a kid run away when he sees a lion?
整个这一幅图画在告诉我们什么？
What does this picture tell us?
我想了半天。
I thought about it for a long time.
第一，它在告诉我们什么叫审判。
First, it tells us what is judgment.
这件事情很清楚地让你看见这个图画的人知道，这个绝对不是碰巧发生的事。
This picture clearly tells you that this is not a coincidence.
不可能的。
Impossible.
这是神在掌管。
This is God in authority.
但是这里更重要的。
But more important here.
让我们看到。
It shows us.
一个会听话的狮子
，a lion that obeys，
一个会听话的驴子
，a donkey that obeys，
他们在审判两个不会听话的先知
，they are judging two prophets who don't listen。
这个老先知
，this old prophet。
他后来说了不少真理的话。
Later on, he said a lot of truth.
他以前也说过，不然他不会是老先知。
And he said many truths before, otherwise he wouldn't be an old prophet.
但是你有没有发现多么悲哀的事情？
But do you see this tragedy?
那就是一个做先知的人可以讲真理来毁灭神的仆人。
And that is a prophet can speak the truth and that destroys God's servant.
讽刺吧。
How sarcastic is this?
今天如果你有时间在中国的网络上，
Today, if you have time to spend on the internet in China,
你永远会发现一些很会讲真理的人。
You will find people who really speak the truth.
但是他们讲的真理永远是用来毁灭那些服侍主的人。
But the truths that they speak are used to destroy God's servant.
动不动给别人扣帽子。
That they will charge other people.
如果
If
神的话
If God's words
让这个老先知
If God's words let this old prophet
给了他这么高的地位。
If God's words gave such high position to this old prophet,
他却不忠心。
But he is not loyal. He's not faithful.
滥用他的身份。
That he misuses his position.
将来他要受多重的审判啊。
What heavy judgment will he receive in the future?
要读懂这章圣经。
To understand this chapter,
关键在33节和34节。
The key is in verse 33 and 34.
33节这么说。
Verse 33 says,
这事以后。
After this event,
耶罗伯安仍不离开他的恶道。
Jeroboam did not return from his evil way.
换句话说，
In another word,
整个的这个事件，
This entire event,
是为了挽回，也是为了表达，让人更清楚地认识耶罗伯安在干什么。
It is to show what it is to show more clearly what Jeroboam was doing.
或者说
or to say,
会读这章圣经的人
those who know how to read this chapter,
不会把两个先知当作主角
they won't let these two prophets, they're not the main characters.
真正的主角是耶罗伯安
The main character here is Jeroboam.
有一个圣经学者、他帮我们整理出整个这一段一大段不只是这一段还包括前面后面的经文、一个非常清楚圣灵设计的对称结构
There is a biblical scholar who took the passages here and before and after and clearly assembled this biblical, the spiritual structure
我想请同工帮忙打出来。
I ask our co-workers to project it.
如果 你不需要很仔细的看里面的那些说明。
You don't have to look at the explanation too closely.
简单的讲，十一章的末了开始讲耶罗伯安这个人开始做王。
At the end of chapter 11, it starts to talk about Jeroboam becoming the king.
他做王，他干了什么事儿？
And what did he do as the king?
14章的19节到20节就告诉我们耶罗伯安他的死亡。
And then chapter 14, verse 19 and 20 talks about the death of Jeroboam.
这两个是相对称的。
And these two are corresponding.
那第二段呢?
And then the second part.
就是先知的预言。
It is the prophecies.
在接下来就是预言的验证。
And then it is the realization of the prophecies.
那十四章基本上就是先知的预言和预言的印证。
And chapter 14 is the prophecies and the realization of the prophecies.
互相对应。
They correspond to, they respond to each other.
然后十二章的二十五节到三十三节。
And then in chapter 12, verse 25 to 33,
就跟十三章的三十三节到三十四节相互对应。
It corresponds to chapter 13, verse 33 and 34.
基本上就是在描写耶罗伯安的罪。
It is describing the sin of Jeroboam.
而中间十三章一到三十二节。
And in the middle, chapter 13, verse 1 through 32.
是在讲这个神人的故事。
It is talking about the story of the man of God.
换句话说。
In another word.
整个这段圣经。
This entire section,
用着神人的故事,
it uses the story of the man of God,
当作一个画本,
it's like a script,
来描述耶罗伯安的故事,
to describe the story of Jeroboam,
讲到神怎么样子用他的话给了他王。
It talked about how God used his words to give him the kingdom.
他又如何的不听神的话，轻看神的话，最后带下极重的审判。
And how he did not obey God's words, and how he despised God's words, and then how in the end it brought down a serious judgment from God.
这一章圣经。
This chapter.
除了刚才讲到耶和华的话出现非常多次。
In addition to the Yahweh's words, the word of Yahweh appearing so many times,
还有另外一个字也出现了非常多次。
And there's another word that also appeared many times.
就是英文的 turn 或者是 return.
It is the word turn or return.
回或者是转回。
To turn or to return, to turn back.
那同样的这个字也是英文翻作 repent 的这个字。
And it is the same word that in English is repent.
换句话说。
In another word.
你要读懂这章圣经。
If you want to understand this chapter.
就是耶和华的话盼望人能够回转。
It is that the word of God is hoping for men to repent.
盼望人能够走上神所喜悦的道路。
Hoping that men would embark on a path that pleases God.
当我们读这样子的圣经的时候，
When we read these words from the Bible,
你会看到耶罗伯安所犯的罪。
You will see that the sin of Jeroboam,
以色列的百姓倒霉,
that it is unfortunate for the people of Israel,
老先知犯的罪,
that the sin of the old prophet,
属神的人倒霉,
that it is unfortunate to those who belongs to God,
是完全相同的一幅图画。
It is the same picture.
虽然你在这段圣经里面，
Even though in this chapter,
你会看到耶和华他的恒久忍耐，
You will see that the Lord's long endurance, His patience,
耶罗伯安这么坏的人，
that Jeroboam, such a bad person,
为什么神还允许他们活下去？
Why does God allow him to continue to live?
老先知够坏了。
The old prophet is so bad.
神还允许他们活下去。
And God allowed him to live.
神人很忠心。
The man of God is very faithful.
就是被骗了。
But he was lied to.
他就死了。
And then he died.
你看得见神的怜悯吗？
Can you see God's mercy?
对这个神人而言。
For this man of God.
这是神给他的怜悯。
That is the mercy God has given him.
你犯了罪。
You've sinned.
你死了。
You died.
你没有机会继续再被骗。
You no longer, there's no more opportunity for you to continue to be lied to.
你还是属于我的。
You still belong to me.
对着老先知。
For the old prophet.
对着这个败坏的王。
To this corrupt king.
神没有立刻用雷劈死他们。
God did not thunder them to death right away.
神希望他们回头。
God want them to repent.
这是我们的神。
That is our God.
这叫做耶和华的慈悲与怜悯。
That is called Jehovah's mercy and grace.
耶罗伯安轻看神的话。
Jeroboam despises God's words.
犹大拿的来的这一个属神的先知。
This man who belongs to God from Judah.
他是半顺服神的话。
He only obeys God half of the time. He's half obeying God.
老先知乱讲神的话。
And the old prophet misspoke God's words.
我要问你。
I want to ask.
你对着神的话是什么态度呢？
What is your attitude towards God's words?
是某些地方可以按照神的话。
Is it in some places you follow God's words?
还是忠心的顺服呢？
Or are you completely faithful and follow?
当我们这样思想的时候，
When we think about it like this,
如果你是一个诚实的人，
If you're an honest person,
你一定会像我一样，
You must be like me.
从心里的深处说，
From the depth of my spirit say,
神啊，我不可能完全都听你的话。
God, it's impossible for me to completely obey you.
不是我不愿意。
It's not that I am not willing.
我没那个本事啊。
I have no such ability.
我们的盼望在哪里？
Where is our hope?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当你碰到这样光景的时候，
When you are in such a state,
你才会好感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
Then you will be so thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为天下人间只有他。
Because in heaven and on earth, there is only He.
他是存心顺服以至于死。
He obeys with a pure heart to the point of death.
我们可能对神的话有轻视的时候。
Perhaps there are times when we despise God's words.
我们可能有半顺服的时候。
Perhaps there are times when we only half obey Him.
我们可能有乱讲的时候。
There are times when we misspeak.
但是我们千感谢万感谢我们的主。
But we are so grateful and thankful to our God.
只要我们愿意回到他的面前。
If we are willing to return to him.
他的义成为了我们的义。
That his righteousness becomes our righteousness.
他的恩典让我们能够在光中可以认识更多的光。
That his grace allows us to stand in the light in order to know more light.
让我们还有机会学习更好的来顺服神的话。
And that we have more opportunities to learn how to better obey Him.
这是我们所信的神。
That is the God whom we believe in.
这是为什么他的话如此的甘甜宝贵。
That is why His words are so sweet and precious.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，人的话是太有限。
Lord, men's words are so limited.
但是我们相信圣灵，你可以说出更完整的话。
But we believe that through the Holy Spirit, you can speak more completely.
求你用着这些话祝福每一个你的儿女。
May these words, may through these words, you bless every single one of your child.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.